Hello, this is Eddie with Inspiration FM, and I am with...
Tempo!
Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm the singer, I'm Marco, and I also play the tambourine, well, sometimes, at least, if I can stay in time.
I'm Dylan, I play bass, best guitarist in Tempo.
I'm Noah, I play rhythm guitar.
Josh Hamilton, better guitarist in Tempo.
I'm Tom, and I play the drums.
Who got you interested in your respective instruments?
Well, for me...
You sing, but...
I sing, but that is also an instrument, Eddie,
yeah.
In my eyes. And when I was in primary school, I was doing a bit of choir, then I got scouted to go to St. Matthew Church, and then I was a chorister. I just started doing choir, opera stuff with my old school, and then I got into rock, kind of like indie rock, and other... genres, shoegaze and all that, because I didn't want to be a chorister anymore.
Well, I've always been musical, part of a musical family. My sister kind of plays drums. My mum and my stepdad are both in a marching band playing brass instruments. My uncle played drums. It goes back a long time. So I started out on a marching snare. I was like 7 or 8. And then I took up drum kit. And then in year 8 or year 9, I started playing bass because I thought it was cool. And then I play guitar. And now I'm at college and I play all three of them. It's great fun.
So I originally wanted to get into guitar after watching Slash and like all those classic rock guitarists like Slash, Eddie Van Halen and Joe Perry. But then I sort of fizzled out for a little bit, but then what really got me back into playing was people like Richie Sambora, Noel Gallagher and John Squire, and they're part of the reason that I'm still playing, and I just enjoy it. It's amazing.
So I originally started playing guitar when I was 11, and Brian May got me into guitar, although I don't play anything like him. It's him that got me into guitar, and then I stopped playing guitar when I was about 13. And I just got back into it because Marco said, "Oh, do you want to be in a band?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm not missing out on that." So started playing guitar again. Now, John Squire is probably my favourite guitarist. Loads of those sort of indie Britpop inspirations.
Probably just like the old greats like John Bonham, Keith Moon. Who else? Obviously Ringo, because you know Ringo is Ringo. but I played guitar before and then I gave that up, so I wanted to try something new and I tried drums.
Is there a specific musician any of you would like to meet in person, and if so, why?
Well, to be honest, I can't really meet them anymore because they're dead, but Ian Dury, that would have been amazing because he just, you know, he's the backbone of a lot of my music taste, and I also wanted to meet Stephen Pastel from the Pastels. Well, that's his stage name, but yeah. And that's just because their music has really inspired me to change the way I sing. And also Malcolm Eden from McCarthy. He's the lead singer, but then obviously, you know, he doesn't really do that anymore because then, you know, two of the members joined to make Stereolab, which is just, you know, like it'd be lovely to meet all these musicians, but... I've met a few musicians, Dylan Betts, Tom Drury from Bolter Band.
Yes, Bolter!
But yeah, go on to Dylan now.
I'd quite like to meet... that's a difficult question, you know. I'm not really a musician, but I really want to meet Rick Rubin.
Oh yeah, the producer.
Yeah, because he's just sick, man. Or Sturge from... Nope, System of a Down.
Oh.
Terrible. Really want to meet what's his name? Obviously don't want to meet him that bad. God. Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. I think he's got a great voice. It's a great band.
I've got another one though. I want to meet
Marco.
Andy Spearpoint from the new Fast Automatic Daffodils. You should really check them out
And it's like Pylon Buzzards, yeah?
I'd love to meet Noel and Liam Gallagher because I think it should be a great conversation. Just lots of laughs. I'd love to meet Pete Doherty of the Libertines.
Doherty.
I'd also love to meet Johnny Marr, Smiths, sort of get his views on everything, like more the whole Morrissey situation and stuff like that, and as well as guitar as well. That's pretty much it.
I'd probably like to meet John Squire, Stone Roses, and Paul McCartney of the Beatles. He's greatest musician of all the time, in my opinion. And probably Johnny Marr as well, to be fair. He's era-defining.
Most of the people I'd want to meet are dead, but I'd quite like to meet any members of the Blue Tones because they seem quite funny. Yeah, same with Shed Seven.
So we spoke about your inspirations. How would you describe yourselves as musicians?
I'd say I'm quite a confident musician, but, you know, sometimes on stage I get JJ Hamilton, who's on rhythm guitar. Sorry, that's no Welsh. To speak on stage, because I would end up just waffling and tell unfunny jokes, and Noah would just go, "Does anybody know any jokes?" And then it kind of all messes it up. So, but what was the question again?
We spoke about your inspirations, but describe yourself as a musician.
You know, to be honest, that's a really hard question for me. It's a good question, and I want some suggestions from what my other band members think.
I'd say you're a very independent musician. Like, you don't let anyone tell you how you're supposed to sing it. Yeah?
You're open to suggestion, but to
a degree, you're very much like, not stubborn, but you're like, if I'm going to sing this, I'm going to sing it my way kind of thing. Mm.
Yeah, I suppose that's because I think that's best for the band and how my voice should be. But there's obviously songs where I have to sing a bit raspy, where I want to sing not like that. But because of, you know, what the song's like, I can't really, you know, have to put my all, and I can't sing light and, you know, melancholy. No, just, you know what I mean. But yeah, I have to sing a bit like Oasis, some sort of songs like Drive Around the Bend, which is one of our songs we play live.
How would you describe yourself, Dylan?
I'd say I'm quite simple when it comes to my bass. I tend to just stick to the roots, the octaves and the fifths. In terms of other instruments, I'd say I'm a pretty decent guitarist, and an all right drummer. There's always room for improvement. Just got to practice more, innit? You got Noah Walsh?
I'd say I'm a very sort of quiet and, don't want to say down to earth, that's not the right word. I'm a very simple musician. I prefer chords to slower solos and riffs rather than like really, really technical stuff. And when I'm on stage, I just like to perform and like to make people happy. That's my sort of mojo.
You've got a lot of passion. Noah's got a lot of passion, and his acoustic work is amazing. He's always writing songs. He's always got something new to bring to the band, and that's what we value from Noah a lot, because he's always ready to make a project and a song, and he's putting his all every day. So,
I'd say as well, I'm a pretty simple guitarist. Like, anything Noah writes, I just go and make a riff. I'm still quite early in my stages as a guitarist, because I've only been playing for about a year and a half. So, yeah, I'd say I'm pretty simple at the minute. I'm trying to look to make more complicated things. But as long as, I just always think, as long as it's like a singable riff or like a singable solo, then that's good enough for me.
What was the question again? Because I got bored in Marco's bit.
How would you describe yourself as a musician?
I'd say I play to the song, really. If there's room in a song to play some tricky stuff, I'll try it. But it's mainly about the groove and, you know, matching the rhythm and stuff.
What genre would you describe your band as?
We're not trying to be.
Indie alternative, that's what we call ourselves.
Yeah, but we're not very like the Smiths kind of indie. It depends. Some of our songs are really fast paced. Some of them are a bit, you know, slower, and take inspirations from all different genres.
I'd probably say indie alternative, and some of our songs can be a bit more like garage rock. It depends really what song of ours you're listening to. Whether I'm using a chorus pedal, then it's more indie alternative. If I'm not, then it's more garage rock.
So when should we expect music from Tenfold?
21st of August.
2024. Yeah. 21st of August, we're releasing our first single, Roses Made of Stone.
Roses Made of Stone!
And then after that, we might release an EP, we might release another single. We'll see how it goes, really.
Thank you, Tenfold.